Since January, the City Planning Department has held three public workshops with Olympia-based landscape architect Bob Droll to hammer out a vision for the Benchlands. The goal, to create a subdivision more suited to Sitka's current needs than the original plat first laid out by the University of Alaska over two decades ago. Droll said Sitkans at the workshops had come up with two basic options, A and B, which favored single-family homes, but also included a mix of fourplexes, duplexes, cottage homes, townhouses, and apartments in order to build in diversity and affordability into the project. Droll proposed an option C that would limit development initially to just the first third of the subdivision in order to determine how well Sitkans would respond to the various housing choices.
If we find out that, people don't like townhomes or people don't like apartments, then we can fall back to option A, which has single family. If we find out that cottage homes and single family and everything that we have in option B truly does pan out, then option B provides that range of opportunity.
The assembly seemed a little taken aback by this range of opportunity. John Sherrod suggested that he was expecting numbers, not social policy, from the land planning consultants. City planner Wells Williams fired back that the infrastructure costs were on a separate track from this process, but Sherrod didn't necessarily see it that way. Williams followed by Sherrod.
No one is naive enough to think that the purpose of this is to solve affordable housing. And we had this discussion. We had a very dynamic discussion with staff, with the administrator this morning, with Mr. Droll. It's to just see if there's some structures that could be put forward in the South Benchlands or Whitcomb Heights to make these things more affordable than they are. It's not to solve affordable housing. It's not supposed to solve social ills, but it's in trying to dampen, use the South Benchlands to dampen the housing costs by coming up with some higher densities in some places.
So the city paid a lot of money for those lands, and somewhere along the line they're going to need to recoup some of that.
Mayor Dapsevich then suggested that Droll retool his plat to come up with a maximum return for the first third of the subdivision in order to provide revenue for developing the rest of the site. Sherrod backed this idea, giving it the name Option D. Droll consented willingly, but Reber Stein worried that the request would undermine the community planning effort to date. "We're being asked to be visionaries," Stein said. He added,
"If Plan D is the only direction that we've given the planning department, we've really disenfranchised anybody who can't afford a $180,000 lot. And that is a big concern of mine. Also, that by just looking at it from a purely fiscal point of view, we may not be deploying good planning practices."
Cheryl Westover wondered if the city, in a tight budget year, could really afford to do any development at all on the Benchlands. She was concerned that the assembly was giving the community false hopes based on insufficient information. Near the conclusion of almost an hour and a half of discussion on the issue, the assembly asked Droll if he could come up with a per-lot purchase price for each of his three options and the assembly's option D. Droll responded that the proposed plats were easily quantifiable and he would return with per-unit costs to reflect that some of the lots would contain multifamily homes. He also cautioned the assembly that, quote, "this is a 20-year plan," close quote. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.